Life Audio.
You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 19, God the Father is Good. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but an emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about the attribute of God being good. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Now, if there ever was an episode that I did not want to write or record, this would be it. The dilemma I have been wrestling with is making an argument for God being a good God when there are an abundance of reasons why people could argue God is not good. In fact, if we were to look at 2020, 2021, and the beginning of 2022, there is a lot of evidence stacking up for those who might be in the God is not good camp. You do not need me to list those things out because I'm sure you, like me, have had your fill of the news. Whether it comes through our computer screens, our televisions, or our cell phones, we have heard enough bad news to last us a lifetime. And not just local, national, and global news, but in our personal lives as well. We all know people who have experienced seemingly unceasing seasons of bad news. Maybe you find yourself in one of those seasons right now. Bad news comes to all of us. Sometimes it builds slowly over time. Sometimes it happens suddenly. Sometimes it compounds and we find ourselves dealing with several bad things all at once. When we associate the goodness of God with the things that we perceive to be good happening in our lives, then when things are good, God is good. But when things are bad, God is not good. When things are bad, God becomes cruel, mean, a dictator. He's not listening, a manipulator, and the antithesis of good. The cumulative total of bad just piles up and prompts many to ask the all too familiar question, how can God be good if he allows bad things to happen to good people? I've heard it and I've said it to myself, but there are a couple of assumptions housed within that question. The first assumption in the question is that only bad things should happen to bad people and good things should happen to good people. The assumption is debunked in Matthew 5:45 that says, "For he gives the sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike." This means wherever you place yourself on the good and bad continuum, you are certain to receive sunshine and rain, joy and sorrow, periods of ease and hardship. There is no shelter that will shield you from the rain. You cannot bury or bribe your way out of the storm. You cannot wish, will, or ask it away. There is no avoiding rain. Rain will happen to all of us. We are sure to experience it in varying degrees. The second assumption in the question, how can God be good if he allows bad things to happen to good people, is that we have a common understanding of who is good and who is bad. We do not. It is human nature to create invisible lines of demarcation in our heads and secretly place people where we think they should go on the good and bad continuum. That person who hurt us, well, they go in the bad category. The little old lady we saw at Target pushing her shopping cart, well, she obviously goes in the good category. Because of the nature of this podcast, some of us may place our fathers in the bad category. And then when it comes to us, when it comes to ourselves, we are most certainly in the good category. We're good people. We treat people right. We apologize most of the time. We go to church. We pay our tithes. We pray for others. We put money in the Salvation Army bucket during the holidays. We give to the needy when we pass them on the side of the road. Obviously, we're good people. Do you see where I'm going with this? Good and bad, left up to our finite understanding of good and bad, is subjective. It is based on or influenced by personal feelings, taste, or opinions. If we deem it good, it is good. But the reality is we cannot trust our own judgment of who is good and who is not. The third assumption in that question, how can God be good if he allows bad things to happen to good people, is that things that appear bad cannot result in a good outcome. Automatically, when I say that, we know this is not true. We've seen good come out of seemingly bad situations. We've seen healing result from broken relationships. We've seen hope come from devastation. We've seen adoption come after abandonment. We've seen restoration come after destruction. This podcast is a perfect example of God bringing good out of a bad situation. For much of my life, my father was absent. He missed my first day of school. He never went to a volleyball game or a track meet. He never saw me go to prom. He missed my high school graduation. He did not see me grow and change and evolve from a little girl to a grown woman. I did not grow up with the love and affirmation of my biological father, and yet, by God's supernatural, amazing love and unexplainable grace, I'm offering hope to women on a podcast. I am reminded of Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Y'all, all things includes the bad and the good. God works out not for what we ultimately deem as good, but what he deems as eternally good according to his purpose. This is a total mind shift. To embrace Romans 8:28 and the reality that God is good, we have to reframe our understanding of life itself. We are not on this earth so God can serve us and our wants, wishes, and desires. Ouch. On the contrary, we are all on this earth to serve God. He has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and yes, it encompasses the good and the bad, but it all works out, ultimately, for those of us who believe in him for our good.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
What if we were able to somehow extract all the bad from our experience on earth? Would that not take something away from the good? How can we know peace if we have not experienced chaos? How can we know the sweet if we have never tasted the bitter? How can we fully know hope if we have not known despair? How can we know a hill if we have not spent time in a valley? Ladies, God takes bad things in this life and he uses them with the good things for his purposes and his glory in the earth. He does not create bad things, but God does allow bad things to happen in our lives. This does not make him bad. He remains God and he remains good, working all things together for an eternal purpose. Our challenge is to believe it. Everything in our life does not have to look, feel, or appear good in order for God to be good. Every day we are given reminders of his goodness that we often take for granted. The breath in our body is a reminder of his goodness. The words throughout the pages of scripture are a reminder of his goodness. Each new day reminds us that God is good. Birds chirping, wind blowing, the sun rising and falling in the sky are all reminders that God is good. Provision, mercy, forgiveness, salvation, grace, peace, joy, unconditional love. These are all reminders that God is good. And these reminders remain constant no matter what we face in this life. When we doubt the goodness of God, we need only reflect on these reminders that do not ever change, to remember that God is good. You have been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 19, God the Father is Good. I hope this episode has truly been an encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure. Hope to be free. Completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 18 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. And if you have been benefiting from this podcast and you think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure and check out the links associated with this podcast so you can access several free resources for you. Also, I am super excited to announce that I will be publishing my first book for women with father wounds on March 7th, 2023. So be sure and subscribe to my blog at www.kiastevens.com so you won't miss any updates. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for an exciting episode 20, Exchanging Father Wounds with Karen Eamon.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.